Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, our Coach Destroyer, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Wanda.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Today we're going to reveal the price of the Bulldogs. And Cal, yes. You've had a good hard look at them.
I've had a good hard look at this
you
one, Wanda.
You need to take a good hard look at yourself.
Well, I have, and I've produced this.
Good, well, right. Good. Is it better than
well, we're going to go work in
the other day?
We're going to work well. Jeez.
Can I just flag something with that?
Here we go. Yes.
They attached my name to that article and I copped saved.
Right.
Thanks,
so
let's
talk right. Premiums. Absolute guns.
Well, there's a big one up there.
McRae, 19 points.
It has to be spoken about.
19 points what?
Better than what
better.
He was last year.
That's huge.
That's a massive average. It was like 123 or something.
For anyone to be that close.
122.63 if you want to be exact.
Anyone to be that close to the pig,
yeah,
it's significant,
it's
isn't it?
It didn't see it coming.
No.
Like
no.
He's had I think, 3 seasons at 104.
Been good.
Lost his forward status, so everyone all gets all emo and don't pick him the next year because he's mid-only. And then he went and did that.
Could you start with him?
It's justifiable to do it.
Well, there is good reason that you could start with him because you could almost feel like he's underpriced. There's a 40 in there, isn't there?
Oh, there
because
is too.
Because he had that hamstring injury.
Wow.
So, yes, you could say that. Now, the thing is, imagine if you are down to lockout day and the only thing you can do to squeeze in everyone else that you want is out-titch in McRae for that little bit of money.
Wow.
Could you do that?
Yes.
You could.
Yes, you definitely can.
You could. But would you?
Right, let's talk about another one.
I don't know.
Going to give anyone an answer? Were you going to start him, Calvin?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
Roy, your boy, Dunkley.
Yeah. Oh.
Averaged 112 in his last 9 games.
It was a
ridiculous.
Pure midfield role.
Yes.
It was.
Playing forward, he was in the twos, wasn't he, just before he came back in, and then kaboom.
Played
him as a midfielder.
He played a little bit of forward and tagging in the first half of the year. Wasn't doing anything. Came back in as a pure mid after that little break and kaboom.
A must have to start with.
You think it well.
Oh, I love you saying
must
that.
Have.
I'm on then.
You've obviously
I only
got
need one person to hold my hand and I'm so on.
In your top six as a forward.
I do.
Roy.
Yeah.
What about his mate Toby McLean? Because I think it's all this will be a big question of the preseason. Which one do you get? We're all very much on the Dunkley over McLean bandwagon, but McLean's a gun too.
Oh, he certainly is. Remember how much we pumped his tyres at the start of last year and it worked well. It was going well. But second half of the year, Cal, his average dropped off significantly.
83 in the back half of the year.
That wasn't good enough.
So it's like Dunkley went up, he went down.
But this is my worry. The Bulldogs scare me a lot with what they might do. And so...
Well, there's two role changes right
could
before
that,
our
could that
eyes.
Happen over in this 6 months? You know, they'll just switch back around. They've got players coming back in as well. You've got Tom Liberatore, who missed the whole season. He did an ACL. Was that in round one? It was round one,
wasn't it?
So he only played the one game. Mm. So he's got a pretty significant discount after an already cheaper price.
Yeah.
Like he's nowhere near what he's done in the past.
He's priced at 54.
I know.
So 392K.
Like if he's fit, there's no reason he can't be a 90.
Yeah, well, he's what, 97, 99 before.
Yeah, jeez. Can you trust bodies and ACLs? We saw Doherty didn't even get through the preseason sort of
I'll
thing.
I'll throw another one at you.
I think we have to. I think you've got to just hope for the best.
Well, I guess the thing is, because it was round one, like, is that an issue? Like, as in that he's not totally back.
No,
well, I think he's training,
he
though.
Yeah, I think he'll be 100% fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Another one of your boys, Roy.
Mm.
Liam Picken.
Yeah, gosh, blast from the past. Poor old Picken.
So he's gone 76 and 88 in the past, priced at 387.
Gosh, that's cheap.
That's an average of 53.
Yeah. Because he's still suffering from the concussion
issues. He's all right.
They're not going to pick him if he's not over it.
No.
And he's still in their best 22.
Yep.
Yeah. I would tread very
I don't think he's
going to
score that very
JLT watch,
well.
Roy.
Yeah, okay.
Just we'll a JLT that. Watch.
Yeah, yeah, I like
but
it.
But if he plays and does okay, he's got 20 points to go on him.
Yeah, he will. He just won't be hitting through the midfield, I don't think.
A couple of rooks maybe to keep an eye on. Jordan Sweet is a name that I've seen pop up a bit on the Twitter land there, Roy.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. So 20 years old. He was a Sample Premiership player. It could be like an R4 for us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, we need a guy that's not going to play, so he might as well be it.
Well, speaking of English, I think he's the man this year. He'll be holding down that number one ruck spot. And he's put on kilos.
He needed to.
Well, he needed to.
But what about when he was on last year? His marking yep. around the ground, little uncontested marks.
So he averaged 67.5 last year. He'll be priced at 61 because he gets a slight discount there at 446K. I don't think he's an option, but I think he's going to be the ruck that they'll be going with.
So what's his position, Dog, did you say? So
that's for English?
Yeah.
Just ruck.
Just ruck?
Yep.
If you're chasing him, you reckon he'll be number one ruck for him?
Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Oh, yeah, I haven't had a good look at him.
Yeah.
If he's number one ruck for them, he improves, he can sit next to Grundy.
Wow.
There's your value
pick. There's your value pick.
They've also got, who was it, Trengove.
Yeah. But I read something about him that he doesn't want to be playing basically as the ruck.
Yeah, right.
He wants to be playing in defence. So
it is Speakano.
Yeah, I think that's
Tom Boyd,
going to go. Boyd, Pynchon, whenever that has to happen. Right, Cal, there's an even better rookie going around.
Is there?
That is Ben Cavara.
Oh, yes.
He's a mature age pick because he's 22-year-old. Do you like him?
He's a Morris medalist, Roy.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a great question, Doc. I'm not really sure. But what's that?
Sounds good.
That Liam Stocker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So he's a Morris medalist from last year. Here's some other names. Jack Higgins, McCluggage, Clayton Oliver.
Oh, well, that's got me interested. Right?
So these guys have all won the medal. This guy's
Which
won
is it. About what?
It's about football.
Do you know what? It doesn't matter now that you've dropped those other names.
No,
you've
I don't
covered
know
that beautifully.
But the thing is, so 22 years old, but he's gone back-to-back VFL Team of the Year.
Oh, yeah. He's ready.
He's ready.
He's on.
He's at the Bulldogs. He gets a game.
Mm.
Everyone gets a game. It's like the Gold Coast.
Gosh, I really feel like we're probably getting excited too early, but I feel like we're blessed with so much cheap value.
I think this year it's going to be really easy.
Mm.
Bulldogs, very, very interesting team. Now, we're just sort of going to see what we've got here coming through. Might be a couple of questions from Twitter that we can find here, boys. At AFL Fantasy is where you can hit us up for questions there. Now, just asking here from Dale.
What is the Morris medal?
McRae. Okay. Is he a must-have at that price?
Who?
McRae.
No. No, he's... Can he back it up?
I think he can. Why can't he?
Yeah.
He was amazing. I don't think he's a must-have.
Do you think he'll be in the top eight at the end of the year?
Easily.
Yes.
So he's a justifiable selection. I just don't think he's a must-have.
Right.
To start with.
Simon Merton asks this one. Love your work, boys. Bullish on Hunter. Do you think that he can average the same again? So we're looking at Lockie Hunter, who went at 105. But, Cal, didn't you pull out a number about him before? Or have you forgotten that?
Oh, I'd come
before
what
we hit record.
Well, he pumped a couple of 140s.
Yeah. Yep.
So he's got the ceiling.
That's his best season ever.
His average is very respectable there. I would think you can expect much of the same.
Yep,
105.
And if you're happy with...
An interesting one where he falls in draft, I guess. That's a big thing for that one. Well, boys, I think that is enough for us to be talking about the Western Bulldogs.
How did I go, Doc?
You didn't do too bad.
Is that all right?
I get a little bit scared of the Bulldogs, and I think a lot of people will be with some of those roles and some of those role changes. But, yeah, good work, Cal.
I don't mind if they attach my name to that one.
We'll be talking about the Adelaide Crows next time on the podcast.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.